下面是大教理问答时间。那今天我们有特殊讲员哈，是阿 Sir 弟兄啊。这个我们今天呢，所以啊，由我来为大家读这个第一百八十一问啊，大教理问答第一百八十一问。好，我们一起来读大教理问答第一百八十一问：为什么我们要奉基督的名祷告？因为人的罪性以及因此而导致的与上帝的疏离是如此之大，不借助一位中保，我们就无法来到上帝的面前。这一荣耀的工作，除了基督之外，天上地下无人担任，无人适合。所以我们不可奉任何人的名祷告，而是唯独奉他的名祷告。感谢主赐给我们这样的大理问答，大教理问答哈，使我们能够明白啊，帮助我们啊，知道啊，这个我们祷告的时候，其中一项是来奉基督的名祷告。当然，最重要的让我们知道，只有他是我们的救主，我们的祷告也只有按照他的心意去祷告，才能真正达到我们父的面前。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹上早上好。
I'm so glad that we have another opportunity to do a pulpit exchange.
我很高兴今天能够再有机会互换讲台。
Before we come to the preaching of God's word, let's bow our heads together and pray for God's blessing.
让我们祷告。
Father, as we come to sit under the preaching of your word,
天父，我们再一次来，这个来到你的面前。
Will you fill us with your spirit?
求你充满，用你的灵充满我们。
Soften our hearts that we may yield to your commands.
软化我们的心，让我们能够顺服你。
Sharpen our eyes that we may see Christ.
让我们眼睛擦亮，能够看到耶稣基督。
Shape our wills that we may desire your ways.
塑造我们的心怀意念，让我们能够愿意听从你。
And lead us to see the glory of Christ and the goodness of the gospel.
带领我们看到基督的荣耀和福音的好处。
We pray all this in Jesus' wonderful name.
我们奉主耶稣美好的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Please turn with me to the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verses 9-14.
让我们翻到哥罗西书一章九节到十四节。
Colossians 1, verse 9.
哥罗西书一章九节。
And so, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power, according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father.Who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light? He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the domain, to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption and forgiveness of sins.
哥罗西书一章九节，因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神，照他荣耀的全能得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容，又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。 我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
Let me start with this, that some time ago, a very successful businessman addressed a group of executives at a leadership conference.
不久前啊，有一位成功的商人在给一群公司的高管讲关于领导技能的研讨会上。
I learned this story from another pastor. And the topic is about the employee motivation.
我也是听另外一个牧师讲的啊。那么这个题目呢是关于员工的激励，如何激励员工。
It is about how to get the job done while maintaining enthusiasm and commitment of their employees.
是关于呢如何在员工在完成工作的同时呢保持对公司的热情和忠诚。
So this businessman offered a lot of good advice.
所以这个商人呢就提供了很多好的建议和意见。
But there's one that's really stood out.
但其中有一个呢非常突出彰显出来。
And it is this, that there are two things that are most difficult to get people to do.
他说这一点就是有两件事是很难叫人去做的。
The first is actually just to think. And the second is to do things in the order of their importance.
这两件事，第一件事呢，就是让人去思考；第二件事呢，就是叫人去按主次来做事。
Now, I think this is exactly what the Apostle Paul is praying for the Colossian Christians in these verses we just read.
这正好是使徒保罗叫哥罗西的信徒们所要做的。
Paul wants them to have the right priority in their Christian life and follow through.
保罗是要哥罗西人呢有正确的摆正主次优先。
Now we need to know that the reason Paul wrote this letter is to respond to false teachers who are infiltrating the church in Colossae.
保罗写这篇这个书信的原因呢，是要回应这个在哥罗西的一些假教师。
They brought them some really strange ideas, philosophy, and practices that claim to bring fullness of life to the people.
他们带了一些很奇怪的新的想法，哲学和一些做法，宣称呢能够给信徒带来生命的丰盛和丰满。
So in response, one of the first things that Paul does is to pray for them.
作为回应呢，保罗第一件事就是要为他们祷告。
In this prayer, Paul expresses what should be really important in terms of priority for believers.
在这个祷告当中呢，保罗就说什么是最重要的。
Because they face all kinds of new ideas and philosophy of this world.
因为他们面临着很多各种各样的新的想法和哲学。
So the questions are, what is this priority?
这问题就是这个优先次序到底是什么呢
？What should it look like if we have such priority in our life？
这个优先次序到底是看起来长得像什么样呢？
And,
如何体现出来呢
？And what would be the reason for us to hold to this priority？
我们为什么要维持和坚持持守这种优先次序呢？
Well, these three questions essentially are the three questions that I want to answer in your outline, as you see it on screen.
这三个问题呢，也是正好我们今天要讨论回答的问题。
First question is, what is the priority of our Christian life?
第一个问题是我们基督徒的生活、生命的最重要的优先是什么呢
？The answer is actually in verse 9. Be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
答案呢，实际上是在第九节，在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。
Again, remember, Paul wants to guard believers from chasing after deceptive fullness that the world offers.
保罗呢是要保守这个信徒们不要追逐另外这个世界所提供的欺骗性的丰满生命。
This is what the world offers, that if you want to have a full and meaningful life now, you must try hard. You must be clever. You must get ahead to get into the secret of life.
这个世界上这个欺骗性的东西是什么呢？就是你如果要想得到生命的秘密，那么你就必须努力，想方设法的踩着别人来超前。
And you do all that in addition to believe Jesus, believe in the gospel.
你这个在相信主耶稣、相信福音之外，还要做刚才提到的这些事。
Otherwise, your life isn't complete or full.
不然的话，你的生命就不会丰满丰盛。
I believe this is exactly what many of us are facing today because we are being pulled to many different directions in life.
我相信这也是我们今天的信徒所面临的光景，因为我们被这个被拉到各个方向都在拉着我们。
To Paul, this is a distortion of the gospel, a distortion of what it means to have fullness of life.
对保罗来讲呢，这是对福音的歪曲，也是对这个有丰盛生命的歪曲。
Paul clearly wants the Colossians and us too to have fullness in life.
保罗很明显是要让哥罗西书也是让我人也是让我们有丰盛的生命。
And so he prays that they may be filled in verse 9. They may be filled.
所以说他祷告让哥罗西人满心知道神的旨意。
That's the idea of having fullness.
这就是丰满的含义。
He wants believers to be filled with the knowledge of God's will.
他要让信徒们满心知道神的旨意。
This is about having the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ.
这是关乎呢，能够知道神和知道耶稣基督。
It is the kind of knowledge that you, believers, begin to have the moment you truly trusted and believed in Jesus alone as your Savior.
这是关乎这样的知识，就是当你们信靠主耶稣，信靠作为你的救主和生命的主的那一刻，你所拥有的知识。
But it needs to grow or become full.
但是这个知识呢，需要长进，需要成熟。
It needs to grow into maturity and completion.
需要长进、成熟到完全的境界。
And so you say, great, the priority of our Christian life is to be filled with the knowledge of God's will, right?
那你会说啊，很好啊，那么我们这个基督徒生命的优先就是要满心知道神的旨意。
So, what is God's will for my life? You ask.
那么，到底什么是神对我生命的旨意呢？
Well, when it comes to understanding and seeking God's will, many Christians' approach is narrow and superficial.
那么说到如何明白和寻求神的旨意，很多基督徒的方式呢，都是很狭隘或者是肤浅的。
Narrow means that we only think of God's will in terms in certain big moments in our lives.
狭隘呢，是因为我们只是把我们想到神的旨意，只是想到我们生命当中某些重大的时刻。
Like who to marry, what job to take, which school to go to, etc.
就像是和谁结婚，做什么样的工作，去哪个学校等等。
On top of it, many of us are prone to take a discovery approach in seeking God's will, and that's superficial.
另外呢，我们很多人呢也容易采取一种发现的方式来寻求神的旨意，这呢就是很肤浅的。
For example, a man who was wrestling, trying to know the will of God, he prayed this to God while he was driving.
比如说，有一个人他在纠结，想知道神的旨意。那么他就在开车的时候就开始祷告了。
He said this, Lord, if it is your will for me to do this, whatever that is, then may the light at the next intersection turn green when I get there.
那么他就祷告说，神啊，你要是真想让我做这件事，不管这件事是什么啊。那么他就说，我开到下一个路口的时候，请让这个交通灯呢马上变绿。
Or others would pray this, something like, Lord, if your answer to me is yes, let my phone ring at 12:30 today.
还有 另外一个例子就是说，有人祷告说，神啊，你如果要是答应应允我这个祷告，那你就在今天12:30让我的电话响起。
That's absurd. That's testing God.
这是很荒谬可笑的，这是实际上是在试探神。
Another major problem of approaches like this to see God's will is that you can be so misguided, misdirected by these methods.
用这些方式来寻求神的旨意，另外一个很大的问题就是什么？就是很容易被误导。
Here's another example called the open window method of seeking God's will.
这还有另外一个例子，就是用开窗的方式来寻求神的旨意。
So you put your Bible next to a window, and whew, and you let the pages blue, and you just put your finger down in the middle of a verse.
你就把你的圣经呢放在窗户前面，那么风吹过，把你的这个圣经的这个页数啊就开始翻。
And so one man did that. He landed on the verse that says Judas went and hanged himself.
那么你就把你的手指头呢放在这个风吹到的那个小节上，有一个人呢他就这么做了，那么他这个手指指的是哪节呢？就是说犹大出去吊死了。
Not a very good verse, of course. So he did it again, and this time he put his finger on a different verse that says, "You go and do likewise." In Luke 10:37.
当然这节不太好了，所以说他就又试了一遍，他就说他又把手指头放在这节上，说你去。照样去行吧，这是路加福音10:37。
So he did it again. This time it says, "What are you going to do? Do quickly." John 13:27.
那么他又还是不满意，还是又试了一遍。那么这次呢，他的手指头指的是什么呢？是你所做的，快做吧。这是约翰福音13:27。
Brothers and sisters and friends.This is neither what the will of God in your life is about, nor the way in which we seek His will.
这既不是我们，这既不是神的旨意想要我们做的，也不是，我们寻求神的旨意的正确的方法。
The knowledge of God's will, what Paul speaks of here, has everything to do with how the truth of the gospel grows in you and transforms you.
知道神的旨意呢，完全是关乎我们如何让福音的真理在我们里面长进，并且来改变我们。
It is about how the gospel is being lived out in your life.
是关乎福音如何在我们生命当中活出来。
It is about how the gospel is affecting all and every decisions, big or small, not just some decisions in your life.
是关乎让这个生命让这个福音能够左右影响我们所做的每一个决定，并不是说一些决定。
It is about how the gospel is the center of all your thoughts, your affections, your purposes, your plans.
是关乎福音如何是我们所有的心怀意念、情感、目标和计划的中心。
This is God's will for your life. That is spiritual maturity and your sanctification.
神对我们生命的旨意是我们属灵的成熟和我们的成圣。
And as you grow to become more spiritually mature, good and godly decisions in all areas of life will become more and more apparent.
那我们变得逐渐的属灵上成熟以后，那么我们就会在我们生命当中做出合神心意的决定，就会越来越彰显，越来越明显。
And this is why Paul talks about having all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
这就是为什么保罗提到要在一切属灵的智慧和悟性上。
Wisdom and understanding refer to believers having the ability and discernment to make good and godly choices that is beyond the benefit of just in this physical present world.
那么智慧悟性呢，是指我们信徒要有这种属灵的能力和鉴察力，能够做合神心意的决定，是超越这个世界所能提供的，好处以外的。
When you were young in your faith, you were spiritually immature.
当你在信仰上年轻的时候，你在属灵上是不成熟的。
You were not used to asking yourself questions, things like whether this is good or bad to engage in certain activities, is good or bad for me to engage in. You're not used to asking these questions.
在属灵上不成熟的时候呢，你就不还没有习惯说要在你的各样活动当中要问，你的这个决定是好还是不好。
You may not take too much time to think about whether I should buy this or buy that.
你甚至也不会花很多时间来想是买这个呢还是买那个。
You may not take that much time to think about whether I should date this girl or date that guy.
也不会花很多时间来想是不是跟这个男孩那个女孩交往。
Maybe all you think about is that whether they're good looking or not, right?
那么你可能想到的只是他们的外表和长相。
Other spiritual immaturity will mess up your priority in your life.
那属灵上不成熟呢，幼稚就会完全破坏。
And therefore you must train, sorry.
破坏你的生命上的优先。
And therefore you must train yourself to consciously ask yourself whether the certain choices will help you to align your identity as a saved sinner.
所以说你要经常的训练自己，要问自己是你这个所做的这些决定是不是与你作为一个得救的罪人的身份相符。
Whether it matches up with the fact that you are a child of God who is supposed to have an eternal and spiritual destiny.
那么因为我们作为一个得救的罪人，我们是有一个永恒的并且属灵上的归宿的。
And as you become more spiritually mature through your growth in the gospel, through your knowledge and love for the gospel, for Jesus, good and right decisions and choices in your life would be made in a more natural and organic way.
当你在属灵上逐渐成熟的时候，在你对福音和对爱心和知识长进的时候，那么你做出良善的合神喜悦的做法就会变得自发自然。
And so this is why Paul in verse 10 says, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him.
所以说保罗在第十节说，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦。
And this verse I just read here is the answer of my second question, how should this priority show in our Christian life?
我们刚才念的这个第十节啊，正好是我们第二个问题的答案。我们这个知道神的旨意是如何彰显出来。
The Greek word walk Paul uses here brings out the Hebrew idea of living a life, living, not just walking.
这个希腊文的这个行走，那么保罗所说的这个词呢，实际上是在希伯来语呢表达出生活，活出生命的意思，不只是行走。
Think of Psalm 1, do not walk in the way of the unrighteous, right?
想一想我们这个诗篇第一章，不要行恶人的道。
Or this is about behaving and walking in the way of the Lord according to His righteousness.
这也是保持着呢，是，也表明这个意思，就是说是在按主的公义行在主的道上。
So the purpose of having the right priority through knowing God's will in your life is for what? It's for living and behaving righteously.
所以说，我们有在知道神的旨意，有正确的优先次序，是。目的呢是为什么呢？是要过圣洁公义的生命。
So that we may please the Lord and not please ourselves.
这样我们就可以蒙神喜悦，而不是蒙自己的喜悦。
If you put your need first in seeking God's will in your life, you have just messed up your priority in your life.
你如果把我们如果把自己的需要放在神的需要之前，那么我们就弄错了。生命的优先次序。
Because that's basically putting what you want of God to do for you. You want what you want God to do for you before what God wants of you.
因为这样做呢，就是把我们对神的要求放在神对我们的要求之前了。
And what God wants of you is to grow and live out the gospel.
神对我们的要求呢，是要我们在福音中长进，并且活出来。
But if you reverse that, you get a messed up priority.
那你如果把它给弄相反了，那么就优先次序就乱套了。
Tell you the story here. There's this couple who took a vacation. They came from Georgia to New York City to see a famous Broadway show.
再讲一个故事，就是从前啊，有一对夫妇，他们休假从乔治亚州到纽约城。
And apparently, tickets were extremely difficult to come by, as it's been sold out for many months.
他们来呢，本来是要看这个百老汇的演出，那很明显这个票很难买，所以说这个很多个月前都已经卖光了。
And when they came to the show, to no one's surprise, the theater were all packed.
他们当然还是买到票了。所以说他们来到这个看这个演出的时候，不出意外，这个剧院啊就完全爆满了。
Except there was one seat right next to the man, the husband, that was empty.
唯一例外的是啊，在这个丈夫的旁边有一个空座。
So he was very curious about it, and so at intermission, he asked the lady sitting next to the empty seat on the other side.
他非常好奇啊，他就是在中场休息的时候，他就问，坐在旁边的那位女士。
And so this lady replied, "Oh yes, actually, these two seats are mine."
那么这女士就说啊，对对，这两个座位都是我的。
And she goes on and said, "Yeah, that empty seat belonged to my husband, but he died."
这个空座呢，其中有个空座呢是我丈夫的，但他已经死了。
And so the man said, "Oh, I'm terribly, terribly sorry, but couldn't you have invited a friend to come with you?"
这个男士就说，实在对不起，但是你不可以邀请一个朋友来一起看戏吗？
To that she answered, "No, they're all at the funeral home right now."
那么这个女士就说，不行啊，他们现在都在殡仪馆呢。
That's some messed up priority, isn't it?
那么现在这个女士把这个优先次序完全搞错了，是不是啊？
Pleasing yourself, your own desire over what is more important in life, relationship.
她把自己是讨自己喜悦，放在超越于这个与别人的人际关系之上。
But here we aren't just talking about relationship with others who are close to you.But relationship with God.
但这里呢，我们谈到的不光是与你这个亲近的人的关系，而是与神的关系。
We are talking about how God wants you to relate to Him through the gospel.
我们在讨论关乎我们是如何神如何要我们与他建立关系。
And we are supposed to make that to be our priority in our life.
我们应该把这件事作为我们生命的优先。
So what should having the right priority in life look like? What should that priority look like?
那么有摆正生命的优先次序是如何体现呢？是看起来像什么呢？
How should it show in our lives if we have that priority?
这如何是在我们生命中体现出来呢？
Well, Paul tells us,Three things in verses 10 to 12, the second part of verse 10 to verse 12. Three things.
那么保罗告诉我们有三件事可以体现出来，在十到十二节。
The first is bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. That's the first thing.
第一个体现呢，就是在第十节，一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
Second, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might for all endurance and patience.
第二个体现就是得以在各样的力上加力，照他荣耀的全能，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的。
And third, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light.
第三个体现就是感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
All three actions are in present tense, present continuous tense in Greek.
这所有这三个 动作都是现在进行时，在希腊原文里头。
That means all three are supposed to continue in a habitual way in believers' life, in your life.
这就意味着什么呢？就意味着这三个体现都应该在我们信徒的生命当中一直持续的习惯性的进行。
So the first sign of having the right priority in verse 10 is to do good works.
第一个体现，第一个标记呢，就是有优先次序的标记，就是善事。
Bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
And this is about how trusting in the gospel has led you to do good works to love others, all while you learn to know God better and better through His word.
这是关乎如何在你更多的知道神的同时，你也要是信靠福音来导致你能够多做善事。
We can simply put it this way, is that without the increase of the knowledge of God through His word, there will be no growth, no good works, there will be no love for others.
我们这也是表明如果我们不是多知道神，多有神的知识，那么我们也不会多做善事。
You see how these two things are so interrelated? The good works and the word of God in your life, they have to be locking in together. They have to come together.
你看到这两件事是实际上是相互联系的，相互并行的。这个必须有神的知识才能够促使我们多做善事。
So the point, of course, is for you, for all of us, to get into the word.
所以说一个 重要的学习要点就是我们要多研读神的话。
And second sign, the second sign of having the right priority in verse 11 that says, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might for all endurance and patience.
第二个标记第二个这个优先次序的体现就是得以在各样的力上加力，照他荣耀的全能，好叫你们凡事忍耐宽容。
This points to the idea of Christian suffering.
这个呢，就指向基督徒的苦难的问题。
When we believers are faced with pain and suffering and adversity, which are certain and expected in our lives,
当我们信徒在遇到我们生命当中一定会遇到的，就是困境、苦难，还有痛苦。
If you trust in the truth of the gospel, you will experience and show God's glorious power in you through endurance, through perseverance.
你如果信靠福音的真理，那么你就会经历并且彰显神荣耀的大能。
It doesn't matter what's going on in your life, how bad it is, you will be able to endure and persevere.
不管你这个光景如何差，这个环境如何差，你都会有忍耐宽容的心态心智。
This is about how the gospel has changed your attitude despite of the situations that's going on around you.
这是关乎这个福音如何能够改变我们的心态心智。
If the gospel is truly inside you, you will see things very differently than the person who doesn't.
如果福音真是在你里面活着，那么你跟你旁边的人就会这个有不一样的经历和反应。
So the first two signs, which we talk about, the good works, that's the first one, and then the second, endurance, these two are what lead us to cause you to be joyful and give thanks to God the Father, that's the third sign.
前两个标记呢，就是这个善事和宽容忍耐，就是导致我们这个对满这个常常喜乐，并且对父神献上感谢，这是我们这个优先生命的第三个标记。
We are to give thanks for what God has done for you and in you and through you.
我们应该感谢神为我们所做的，在我们里面所做的，和通过我们所做的。
A Christian life that has the priority of being filled with the knowledge of God's will is actually filled with joy and thanksgiving.
那么一个基督徒他如果有神的旨意和优先次序，那么他就会充满了喜乐和感恩。
And this leads to the last question that we need to answer, which is why should we hold to having this priority in our life?
这就把我们带到我们第三个问题的答案。我们为什么要坚持持守着这种优先次序呢？
Of course, as a reminder, the priority is to be filled with the knowledge of God's will. That's our priority, right? We talked about that already.
那么我们就提醒一下，我们这个优先次序是什么呢？是应该满心知道神的旨意。
So why should we have this priority? The answer is simply in verse 12 and 13.
为什么我们要有这种优先次序呢？那么答案就在十二十三节里。
Because God qualified us to share in the inheritance that belongs to his people, for he has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved son, in whom we have redemption and the forgiveness of sins.
神叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业，他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里，我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，过罪过得以赦免。
We can simplify it in just four words. Because God saved us.
我们就可以很简单的回答说，用四个字，因为神救了我们。
It is unfortunate that the Greek verb qualified in verse 12 isn't translated in the Chinese Bible.
那 很不幸啊，那这个中文圣经没有把希腊这个文这个词给予资格翻译出来。
When we think of qualification today, we think of what and how we can do in order to achieve our qualification.
当我们想到资格的时候，我们一般都想到我们如何做，怎样做才能够赢得这个资格。
This verb, to qualify, literally in Greek means to make fit or to make able.
这个资格这个词，这个希腊原文呢，就是是使能够使胜任的意思。
And so what we do to make ourselves fit and able, how do we do that? We work hard. We try hard. We strive.
我们如何能够让自己能够胜任来做某些事呢？那我们就努力的工作，勤奋的工作。
Some of us even get ambitious and obsessed to try to land a certain type of career, to go into certain type of schools.
我们中有些人呢，甚至雄心勃勃，很着迷，痴迷，要得到某种工作事业，要进某些学校。
We compare ourselves with other people often, and thinking that we can achieve more on our own.
我们有的很多时候求胜心切，与别人攀比，想要成就更多。
And some of us who are supposedly less worldly, we probably would read more of the Bible, and we would pray more or serve more.
我们有些人呢，就相对比来说更属灵一些，那么就是要比别人祷告的更多，比别人读经更多，这都是一种攀比的表现。
We come up with ideas and things to do so that we can make ourselves more qualified.
我们经常自己杜撰出一些各种各样的想法来使我们自己能够更有资格。
But the qualifying that Paul speaks of is only granted to us, not earned by us.
但是这个保罗所讲的这个资格呢，是完完全全的赋予我们，给予我们的，不是我们所能够挣得的。
It is not earned by us because we are undeserving sinners.
不是我们所挣得、配得的，是因为我们是不配的罪人。
God is the one who qualified us to share in the inheritance that belongs to his people.
神是使我们能够够格，叫我们能够与众圣徒同得基业的。
And that inheritance is the kingdom of his son, the domain of light, as verse 13 mentions.
这个基业就是什么呢？就是他爱子的国度。
Before we were saved, before we believed and trust in Christ, we were in the domain of darkness, in the domain of sin and death.
在我们得救、信靠主耶稣之前，我们是在黑暗的、罪恶的和死亡的国度。
But God decisively and definitively changed and transferred our status, our standing before Him, claiming us as His own.
但是神果断的、确定的把我们从黑暗的国度转到光明的国度，而且认领我们做他的儿女。
But notice this, God didn't do it just by saying so.
但是注意到这点，神呢，不只是说动动嘴就做到这点。
He didn't just wink at us, you know how people just wink his eyes like, "Yeah, I'll give you a pass." He didn't just do that.
他并不是说对我们的罪，睁一眼闭一眼。
No, God actually, He actually rescued us.
绝对不是这样的，因为神他确实实际上是拯救了我们。
He delivered us through the work of His Son Jesus Christ, dying on the cross to pay for the penalty of our sin that deserved eternal death and punishment.
主耶稣呢，被钉死在十字架上，为我们的罪的刑罚付了代价。这样的话，我们呢，他。神通过这种方式来救了我们。
Formerly, we were slaves to sin and destined to eternal death and penalty.
从前呢，我们是罪的奴仆，我们注定要承受永死的刑罚。
But because of the complete and finished work of Christ, because of the price God paid for us, His own dear Son, we are redeemed to the extent where all of our sins are forgiven.
我们由于主耶稣基督完全的做成的功，神为我们的罪付出了我们的代价，所以说，他付出了他自己的爱子，我们得以得救赎。
God came to this world in real time and space and lived and died actually for you.
神呢，确实是来到这个世上。为我们而死 活着并且为我们而死就是为了我们
We cannot earn fullness of life
我们不能够挣得赢得这个生命的丰满
We cannot earn the inheritance of God
我们不能赢得神的基业
We cannot earn Christ's salvation
我们也不能挣得基督的拯救
We cannot earn to be in the kingdom of God, in the light.
我们不能赢得成为在神的国度里
We cannot earn forgiveness of sin.
我们也不能赢得罪得赦免
None of these can be earned by us.
没有这些能够，我们是能够赢得配得。
We cannot qualify ourselves for any of them by simply setting our priority right in knowing God's will in our life. No, you cannot.
我们如果只是把我们的优先次序摆正，就能够，我们是也是绝对不能够，赢得神的这些好处的。
But we get them all, listen to this, but we get them all by knowing God's love for us, by trusting in God's grace alone, by trusting in Christ alone for us, what He has done for us.
但是我们确实得到这些了，是通过什么呢？是通过知晓神的爱，神对我们的爱，通过信靠，唯独信靠神的恩典，唯独信靠主耶稣为我们所做的。
And because of that, we set our priority right in life.
就因为这个，我们信靠了主耶稣以后呢，我们才能够摆正我们生命的优先次序。
We set our priority right as we strive to be filled with the knowledge of God's will.
我们努力呢，来满心知道神的旨意。
We are to bear fruit in good works.
我们应该在一切善事上结果子。
We are to persevere in all suffering.
我 们在苦难中呢要忍耐宽容。
We are to always rejoice and give thanks to God for our salvation.
我们应该常常喜乐，为我们的救恩向神献上感谢。
The point is this, that unless you get what death and darkness really means, for example, life without Jesus, the dread of eternal punishment, unless you get this,
我们想要讲的这个要点就是，如果我们不是真正的明白死亡黑暗到底是什么意思，
unless you get what redemption of Christ is all about, that is the cost of salvation by Jesus' blood.
如果我们不真正明白这个神的救赎到底是什么意思，
unless you get God's free grace of qualifying you for salvation through Jesus, that is, God isn't obligated to give to save you.
如果我们不是真正明白神白白的恩典所赋予我们的救恩，要知道神是没有义务来救我们的。
Unless you get all these, you will not be able to see the worthlessness of all the worldly pursuits in your life.
如果我们不是真正的明白所有这些，那么我们就不能够看到我们所有这些属世的追求是多么的一文不值。
Unless you get these, you won't be able to see how useless the things that you are chasing after right now in your life.
如果我们不明白理解这些，那我们就不知道我们所现在所追求的属世的这些东西是多么的没有用。
Unless you get Jesus and the gospel, you will not be able to see the preciousness and pricelessness of your spiritual growth.
如果我们不是真正明白耶稣和福音，那我们就不知道我们这个属灵的长进是多么的宝贵和无价。
So think, believe, and set your priority.
所以说我们要常常的思考，我们要信靠，我们要把优先次序摆正。
Be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him.
在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦。
Make this the priority of your life.
愿我们把这个作为我们生命的优先。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
O Lord our God, we give thanks and praise to you for the precious work that Christ has done for us on the cross.
Oh, 我们的主，我们把首先感谢主耶稣基督为我们成就的救恩。
Because you had put us first.
Because 因为你把我们放在第一位。
To the extent where you with Christ would die for us.
以至于当主耶稣为我们死的时候。
And therefore, Lord, help us to know this wonderful deep grace.
因此让我们能够知道这深奥的和这个美好的恩典。
And because of that, help us to set our priority right that would be pleasing to you.
就因为这个，请帮助我们，让我们把生命的优先摆正，让我们能够凡事蒙你喜悦。
We pray all this in the gracious and wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉我们主耶稣美好的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.